Today is Friday, the 7th of November, in the 31st week of ordinary time. Veni, Lumen Cordium, Veni, Sancti Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, come, light of our hearts. When we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays in us. As I begin my prayer today, I pause for a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten me, to invite the Holy Spirit into my life, into my mind, and into my heart. Today's reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
I myself feel confident about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Nevertheless, on some points, I have written to you rather boldly, by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, in the priestly service of the Gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to win obedience from the Gentiles, by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and as far around as Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of Christ. Thus I make it my ambition to proclaim the good news, not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand.
Thank you. Paul is often proud of what he's been able to do. He acknowledges that it is God's work through him, as here. Nevertheless, he delights at what God has accomplished through his efforts. Here is a bold question for you. What are you proud of? What has God accomplished through you that you delight in? Consider something you have done for which you are legitimately proud. Now, we know that a certain kind of pride is a sin. The kind that says, I did this in my own strength, and it proves how much better I am than everyone else. Yes, that's not so helpful. However, what if God is also sometimes proud of us in a really good, wholesome way? What if God takes pleasure in how we have worked and served and loved? Perhaps God might sometimes be looking on you with real pride. Ask God about this. Listen again, and as you listen, consider how Jesus is listening to Paul writing to the Romans and seeing all that he has done to spread the gospel.
I myself feel confident about you, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. Nevertheless, on some points, I have written to you rather boldly, by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to boast of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to win obedience from the Gentiles, by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and as far around as Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the good news of Christ. Thus I make it my ambition to proclaim the good news, not where Christ has already been named, so that I do not build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him shall see, and those who have never heard of him shall understand.
How does God delight in you today? Speak to God about this and really listen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.